The following is an encore presentation of Armed American Radio.
This is an encore presentation of Armed American Radio.
This is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group Studio.
On the Sig Sauer Platinum Microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters.
All right, here we go again. Hour two, Armed American Radio's Monster Cast kicks off right now. Told you we'd be back at 6 after the hour, and lo and behold, we are here in the Carr Firearms Group studios with you on hundreds of radio stations around the nation today on this Sig Sauer microphone, all of it being brought to you proudly today and every day by the great X Insurance. If you want to see some cool stuff, follow X Insurance over on Instagram and check out the boats and all the stuff they spot. Oh, it's cool stuff. Greg over in Dallas, Texas, how are you, my brother? Welcome to Hour 2, my friend.
Yep, here we are. Zoom, zoom on that first hour.
Always is. Yep. Always a great hour with Mr. Gottlieb. We're going to continue that conversation in the hour with our guest, Cam Edwards. But before we go to Cam, would you please be kind enough to tell people where to watch this program in high definition so they can see the good high definition picture of Cam? I'm going to put up all of it sponsored by Daniel Defense and Litzlingers, by the way.
Well, all right. Just head on over to armedamericanradio.org. Top right-hand corner, you're going to see three little hash marks. Just give those a click. And when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're doing something and you can't watch, you'd much rather listen, well, click the Listen Live link right above there. And when you do that, you'll see two subsequent links. One's going to be for the Monday through Friday Daily Defense Broadcast, and the other is for this program right here, the Sunday Monster Cast. So be sure to click appropriately. If you have missed any episode of either of those two broadcasts, we'll head on over to the podcast link right above Listen Live and get caught up on any episodes you may have missed. If you're a fan of the show and you'd like to support it, we'll head on down to the shop link at the bottom of all these links and pick you something nice up over there. Lastly, if you'd like to join our live chat, head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
That's how you do it. That'll get you in, and you'll be watching us in high definition on your television set, your devices, however you choose to watch the show. And as Greg said, please don't do that while you're driving. Don't do that while you're driving. Be safe, please. You can listen to the program in your car. That's the way to do it, to be safe. Let's go to Cam Edwards, BearingArms.com. Cam and company, you know him, you love him. He's a legend. Cam, welcome in, brother. It's great to have you here today, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the invite, Mark.
Oh, always a pleasure to have you here. You know, when I asked you to come on The Daily Show, I'm glad you said, oh, well, can we do Sunday? Yes, let's get you on the big Monster Cast for sure. Well, lots to talk about out there, and I can't wait to get your opinion on something from the ATF that I was unaware of. I talked about it in the previous hour. So I'm going to start with that before we go to assault weapons, you know, Sixth Circuit. Well, the U.S. District ruling up in Illinois, and of course the Sixth Circuit bump stock ruling, and all the other stuff we have to talk about with you today, because your opinion on that is going to be huge. But are you familiar with the change to the ATF form by any chance for the first for April 1st that took effect? Are you familiar with this?
You know, I am vaguely familiar with this, but enlighten me a little bit.
All right. Number 10, when you fill out a form 4473, as you know, because you have filled them out many times, you give your current address, you give your state and your street address, you give your city, your state, your zip code, and the county that you live in. There's a new box in there now in number 10. They ask you now if you reside in city limits, yes, no, or unknown. Now, as I was talking to the gun shop that I was at doing a little event with them over at Gunsmoke in Holly Springs, Georgia, when I was down there, over the weekend, I was talking with one of the guys and said, have you seen this? And look, when you consider a weaponized ATF, the only conclusion we could draw was that if they ever needed assistance from law enforcement to go knock on your door, that this would tell them who to call. Can you think of any other reason why that would appear on a 4473, which those of you who might be new to the show or don't know what we're talking about, that's the background check form that every gun buyer has to fill out in all 50 states when they buy a gun. Cam, any idea other than the one I just suggested?
No. nothing comes to mind immediately. I'm trying to figure out why they would need that information to begin with. And you're right, trying to figure out, okay, are we going to have to go to the local police chief, or are we going to have to go to the county sheriff, who may have already gone on the record as saying, I'm not going to enforce any new federal gun control laws. That seems to be the most plausible explanation. But
yeah, I can't come up with anything. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to say, I'm interested to see if Steve Dettelbach gets to answer these questions the next time that he goes before Congress. Did this come up during his testimony this past week? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware of. This was new to me. Now, I thought I was up on this form. I've used this form in the past, but I was unaware of this. I didn't find out about it until the 28th. The 29th, excuse me, because it was yesterday when I saw the form. But there's also a couple other changes in here, too, to Section 21, B and C. And B is, do you intend to purchase or acquire any firearm listed on this form at any continuation sheet or sheets or ammunition? Now, ammo's added, and it's also added to the box below C. Do you intend to sell or otherwise dispose of any firearm listed on this form and any continuation sheets or ammunition in furtherance of any felony or other offense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So now you have ammo. And again, the only conclusion I can draw there is you have various states doing background checks on ammo now, et cetera. Does this telegraph for us that the ATF has something in store down the road for us for ammo? Are they going to change a definition of ammo now like they did with bump stocks and made of machine guns and pistol braces and made of machine guns or short barrel rifles? This is disturbing stuff to me, Cam.
Yeah, it is. I mean, so on the one hand, you've got Joe Biden who has come out and said, I've reached the limits of my executive authority. There's nothing more I can do. I don't know about you, Mark. I don't believe Biden when he says that. I think that Biden is biding his time, and in a second term, he can find plenty of authority to go after our guns, real or imagined. But going after ammunition would be, I think, a big step for the ATF, because up to now they've been able to, at least semi-plausibly, and some courts argue that, look, we've got the authority. We're not writing new laws. We're just reinterpreting existing regulations. And as you say, Sixth Circuit is the latest to say, no, we don't think so.
Yeah.
But, boy, it would be really, really tough for them to try to say without legislation that all of a sudden now they have the authority to require, NICs to be used on ammo purchases. First of all, I mean, that would bring the NICS system to a screeching halt. This is one of the reasons why states like New York have, tried to put ammunition background checks in place, but they haven't really been able to get the system up and running. California did this hybrid where you've got to get a card and they, run the background check of your card every time you purchase ammunition. But this is one of those, I think, pipe dreams for gun control advocates, right? They would love to be able to put it in place, but there's no way Congress is going to bite. And like I said, I think it would be a huge step for the ATF to try to claim the authority to do something like that.
I would agree, except I would have thought it would have been a huge step for them to declare an inanimate, inert piece of plastic as a machine gun as well, Cam. I don't put anything to bed with these people. This is telling us something. Because if you go back and look at some of the arguments from the anti-gunners that you and I have seen over many, many years, that let's ban bullets. No guns are good without any bullets, right? I mean, you've got little local Democrats in state houses across the country that have been playing this nonsense for years. I go back to the one in Florida. I forget who she was in Duval County, that if you were buying ammo or guns, you had to have a psych test or whatever it was every 5 years. We need to ban certain calibers, this, that, and the other thing. And so it just seems to me that where there's action in blue states, it looks like the ATF is signaling to us quietly, kind of under the radar. Yeah, well, we don't know what's going to happen. Some states are now requiring background checks for ammo. Maybe that's a change they're going to push for at the federal level. And this is getting ahead of it. And while we're at it, let's see if they can tell us and do our jobs for us if we want to send a vehicle over to their home. And I've played the tapes. You probably have as well. I've played the videotapes or the audio tapes anyway of the ATF banging on doors, just wanting to see if the gun the guy just bought legally was actually at the house. And one of the guys complied. The other guy pretty much slammed the door in their face and said, come back with a warrant. Have a great day. But I don't put anything behind these people. We know what they're doing with gun shops. Revocation, you know, on the of gun license of FFLs are up like over 570% now, and the number's getting higher.
Oh no, you're exactly right. And I think as you know, we get more good court rulings, we get more states coming on board with things like constitutional carry, and the gun control groups become you know more desperate. Their avenues are foreclosed. You are going to see ATF abuses, I think, amplified, right? I think it's going to continue to get worse because this is, as you say, man, it's a weaponized agency now.
It's just another step in that direction. Cam, we're getting ready to take a break. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to finish this. We've got three more segments with the great Cam Edwards over at Bearing. You can read everything he writes over there at BearingArms.com. We'll be back with Cam right after this. Don't go away, please.
Did you know that Sig Sauer is all in for hunting? Introducing the Sig Sauer Cross Precision Bolt Action Rifle, available in .308 and .65 Creedmoor. The Sig Cross Bolt Action Rifle was designed and built with the input of military snipers and elite hunters right here in America to meet the demands of hunters, precision long-range shooters, and extreme backcountry hunting. Sig Sauer has your hunting needs covered with ammunition, optics, suppressors, and more. Hunt like a warrior today. Learn more. Visit SigSauer.com now.
At Daniel Defense, we do things a little differently. First of all, every one of our products, from top to bottom, is made right here in America with pride. So much pride, in fact, that we don't sell factory seconds. No, if we make a mistake, we scrap it and start over. We're not finished until it's made right. And that commitment to quality doesn't end once a product is out the door. Whether you're the first owner or the last, if anything goes wrong with your Daniel, we'll make it right, because that's the right thing to do. Daniel Defense. Freedom, passion, precision.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
At Armed American Radio, we depend on our partners to bring you this broadcast every day. And that's why we've partnered with Fort Worth Armory. Fort Worth Armory searches the world to bring you high-quality, dependable ammo at extremely competitive prices. Proudly partnering with quality importers and manufacturers from friendly nations to bring you reliable ammunition, Fort Worth Armory not only fills your ammo needs, they also help fill your prescription for freedom. Please support the businesses that support Armed American Radio. Visit FortWorthArmory.com today.
The long-awaited six-hour P365 chambered in 380 is finally here. The new softer shooting, easier handling micro-compact option for everyday carry. With an identical grip module and slide with a 9mm, it'll fit all existing P365 holsters. The P365 380 is the most durable 380 micro-compact pistol on the market. Standard with SIG-like night sights and an optic cut, plus 210-round magazines and a mag loader. The P365 380 is the ultimate micro-compact carry pistol, and you can find details at SIGSauer.com for the new P365 380.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Indeed, Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom. And I got to point out, Greg, I can't believe I didn't mention this in the first hour because we talked about it on the 26th last week. But today is the 14th anniversary of Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. It's technically the 26th, but this is the first show. So we now begin our 15th year on the nation's airwaves right now today. And I can't think of a better guest than Alan Gottlieb and Cam Edwards, and then coming up with a classic Armed American Radio roundtable. So we're proud to offer you these guests today as we begin now and celebrate heading into 15 years. This show right now is the beginning of our 15th year on the nation's airwaves. We're proud of that. And I'm even more proud to tell you that we have never once missed a Sunday broadcast. That's a remarkable run, mind you. So we're proud of that. Welcome back in. Car Firearms Group Studios on fire for you. Six-hour mic, all brought to you by X Insurance. Please visit all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. If you're watching the show, Daniel Defense and Ledslingers, you can thank them for that. We'll talk more about our partners coming up. Cam Edwards, bearingarms.com. It's a pleasure to have you here, brother. And I'm going to shift gears. Did you want to add anything to the ATF before I move on to, I want to go to bump stocks with you now, because I think we're getting a little glimpse into the future with that. And the ATF is in some trouble over there, Cam. Do you want to add anything else to that ATF form?
No, other than to say happy anniversary, no. Let's talk bump stocks.
All right, let's talk bump stocks. Let's talk Sixth Circuit. You know, I covered this in great detail on the weekday show, and I know you guys are covering this as well.
What is that Sixth Circuit ruling? That's here it is in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. The Sixth Circuit now has said, yeah, bump stocks, no. The ATF, in a nutshell, what they said in that ruling was the ATF does not have the authority to change law, then enforce that law under criminal penalty. And they went further, Cam, as you know, and pointed out how a bump stock is, in fact, not a machine gun. When you read the statute written by Congress of what a machine gun is. So what is this telling us as we look at the pistol brace ruling, which, well, beginning on tomorrow, you know, we start looking at May 32nd, and all of a sudden you're a felon if you have one. Well, what does this tell you?
Well, I think it says that the at least a couple of the circuit courts are serious about trying to stop these ATF abuses, because the Sixth Circuit decision looks an awful lot like the Fifth Circuit decision that also said that the ATF overstepped its authority, that it basically created a new law, that there is no reading of the Gun Control Act in which a bump stock turns into a machine gun. And, you know, the Sixth Circuit decision I thought was really good. I mean, because as you say, not only did it get into the rule of lenity that when you've got a statute that's in dispute, and the judges pointed out, listen, the ATF went back on what it had on its guidance for decades, right? Or for at least a matter of years, and all of a sudden said, well, no, now it means something different. So that puts in doubt the ATF's current reading. And as you pointed out, well, we're talking about criminal statutes here. There are real consequences for possessing a bump stock. And so the rule of lenity means that you have to find in favor, when there is such confusion, you have to find in favor of the person who would be subject to those criminal penalties. But the courts didn't stop there. They explained why, in their opinion, the ATF's decision was wrong, that they don't have the authority to do what they do, that they are misreading the Gun Control Act and trying to turn a bump stock into a machine gun. And under no reading, they said, could that really be the case? So I think this is setting up. You now have a circuit split. You've got a couple of circuits that have said, yeah, you know, it's fine. Bump stocks, the band said perfectly fine. You've got two circuits now that say, no, absolutely not. So I don't think the Supreme Court's going to be able to sidestep this case, but I also think that this is queuing up, you know, the court to weigh in on the pistol brace, as well as the frame and receiver rule, you know, because I think all of these are part of a continued strategy on the part of the gun control movement that is going to, you know, be accelerated if Biden gets a second term. You know this. We've been talking about this, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
The gun control groups want Biden to redefine semi-automatic firearms as machine guns.
Wow, boom. Thank you.
The Gun Control Act gives them the authority to do so.
Yeah, there you go. You just reached right. That's what I love about you. You just reached right smack into my next line of questioning with you, specifically referring to the definition of semi-automatic. And as you and I have talked about before, it is not necessary to have a bump stock affixed to a firearm to bump fire a semi-automatic rifle. It can be bump fired with a belt loop, a rubber band. You can be tired and accidentally bump fire a pistol, for crying out loud. So eventually what they're going to say is, well, hey, guess what? Look at all these videos of people that are doing the same thing, the same action without the bumps. We've been misclassifying semi-auto the whole time. And then putting that's my gravest fear, too. And I think that they're showing us that that's what they want to do, which is why, Cam and listeners, that this Sixth Circuit and Fifth Circuit, which is the Michael Cargill case, is so critically important going forward. Because it's now reaching into, there's no question that this can't have some type of impact, Cam, on the pistol brace world. It can't. It has to.
It does have to, because I think you're still seeing the ATF try to abuse this authority in much the same way, right? They're taking a fairly vaguely written statute to begin with, but completely reversing earlier interpretations, and now saying, you know, that just as confident as they were that these things were okay, now they're just as confident that they're not, right? But nothing has changed other than their determination. The braces themselves haven't changed. What's really changed is that now you've got a gun banner in chief in the White House, and the ATF has, you know, gotten its marching orders. That's what's changed. But the law has not. The statute has not. The people who own these braces have not changed. It's only the guy in charge of the White House and only the guy in charge of the ATF. That's the big difference.
So tell me something as a gun owner now, and listeners, I'm asking Cam this on your behalf as a gun owner. Cam, do you fear the ATF now? Should we fear the ATF? And I mean fear.
Well,
should we fear them?
You know, it's a really good question, Mark. I'd like to say no, but I got to tell you, I don't have confidence that Steve Zettelbach is going to be anything other than a gun control activist in charge of a weaponized government agency. Do I think that the ATF can be fixed? Do I think that the government can be reined in? I'm glad that Republicans are in control of the House, so we can at least have oversight hearings. We can at least, you know, bring some of this stuff to light. But, you know, I remember the Operation Fast and Furious years. I remember the obfuscation on the part of Eric Holder. I remember investigations that went nowhere, even after he was held in contempt of Congress. So I know the limitations of legislative authority as well. You know, I don't like to live in fear. So I'm going to say, no, we shouldn't be afraid of the ATF. We should be very gravely concerned about what this administration believes about our right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. When we come back, we've got two more segments with Cam. I'm going to carry the conversation now over to the Illinois case, the U.S. District Court. Now, Cam, of course, is heavily involved, intimately involved with the Second Amendment Foundation, with Mr. Gottlieb, myself, and others. So we'll get Cam's expert opinion on what this means going forward, as the Second Amendment Foundation is now fighting 8 assault weapons ban cases across the nation in its courtrooms, now near 50 active cases. We'll be back with Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. We'll be right back.
At Daniel Defense, we do things a little differently. First of all, every one of our products, from top to bottom, is made right here in America with pride. So much pride, in fact, that we don't sell factory seconds. No, if we make a mistake, we scrap it and start over. We're not finished until it's made right. And that commitment to quality doesn't end once a product is out the door. Whether you're the first owner or the last, if anything goes wrong with your Daniel, we'll make it right, because that's the right thing to do. Daniel Defense. Freedom, passion, precision.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
MyLocalGunShop.com, a website for gun buyers that gives you direct access to verified gun shops, their inventory, and more, regardless of your location. There are no accounts and zero fees. If you are an FFL, you can upload thousands of items within minutes, giving all Americans access to your entire inventory for one simple flat rate. MyLocalGunShop.com, an innovative new way for gun buyers and verified FFLs to connect online. Visit MyLocalGunShop.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
MyPillow.com. Guys, I've told you about this before, that MyPillow 2.0, the cooling, I don't know how they do it, but the flipping thing works. It's fantastic. It really does work. I've got a couple of them now. And the cooling pillow, it stays cool throughout the night. It works. And Mike has been with us the better part of a decade supporting your right to keep and bear arms on Armed American Radio. And we're proud to have him here. And I hope you support him. You support the show by supporting our partners. You guys know how that equation works, right? We're in the Carr Firearms Group studios.
Six Hour Microphone, X Insurance, Daniel Defense, Lead Slingers, HeavensHarvest.com, NorthAmericanArms.com. And I could go on, and we'll do that later in the program. Defender Coffee is another one, DefenderCoffee.com. You support the Second Amendment every time you take a sip of coffee by supporting, I give my portion of the profits to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing. And I hope that you do, as particularly when you hear Alan Gottlieb on this program every week talking about what it is they're doing. As we said, 50 cases. The promo code AAR over at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. It's real simple. Thank him for supporting the right to bear arms. Buy a pillow. Buy a pet bed. Buy some sheets. It's cheap. It's great products. And you thank them by using the AAR promo code, and we thank you. That's the way the equation works, and that's how we stay on the airwaves. We are beginning our 15th year today. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without our partners. So thank you very much for that. It means the world to us, I can promise you. These voices that you're hearing on the radio every single day, 6 days a week, including this huge monster cast, are very important out there as we fight the enemies of freedom, because they are fighting, ladies and gentlemen. They are not going to stop until they are stopped. Let's continue the conversation with the great Cam Edwards. Cam, I'm going to attempt here to answer my own question relative to should we fear the ATF real quick. I would like to say that they require a healthy dose of respect, but I don't believe I don't think respect is the right word. I know what they're up to, and I want to take this opportunity to remind listeners that Dettelbach was choice number two to head that agency. As anti-gun as he is, that cat didn't hold a candle to Chipman, who was on the payroll of the Giffords gun prohibitionist organization at the time they were holding hearings to make him the director of the ATF. We know what their plans are. So I'm going to answer that question with, like you, maybe not fear, but a lot of skepticism and a lot of mistrust. Is that, do you think that's a fair way to answer that? It is a tough question. I sat and thought about it during the break.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely the right way to look at it. You bring up David Chipman. Gosh, I wish Gabby Giffords had made her comments about no more guns, you know, back when he was up for a nomination. You know, I'd be that would have been fun to see him squirm and try to explain away that. But you're right. I mean, look, the mask has slipped. They know the reality. We're going to be talking about what's going on in Illinois. And they, you know, Mark, I mean, when you look at this, yeah, I still have concerns about the future, right? Our fight is not over, and I'm sure Alan, you know, talked about that last hour. But it is good to look back over the last, let's say, 50 years of the gun control debate in this country and see where we are. Because 50 years ago, they were trying to ban handguns nationwide. Now we're at a point where over half the country is constitutional carry. Right, where we have multiple Supreme Court decisions saying, yep, it's an individual right, not only to keep, but to bear as well. We're going to get good court decisions, I think, coming out of the Supreme Court in a few years. And so they are getting desperate, and desperate people do dangerous things. So the long term, you know, I feel pretty confident about our right to keep bear arms being secure. But in the short term, I'm very concerned about what the gun prohibitionists might do anywhere that they have power. And that includes the ATF.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more than that. Some fears, and these are fears, and I think they're legitimate fears. I am worried about the Supreme Court. We have a court right now. We have three very strong decisions that we know the Democrats have absolutely zero respect for. Not just those decisions, but the court itself, which is what frightens me. Imagine what would happen if Biden wins a second term, the Democrats keep the House, and a majority in the Senate. Now you've got a problem on your hands, because we know what they're going to do. We know what they want to do. They've already told us that they want to pack the courts. They you know, there's no doubt about that. So, yeah, that's why we can't let that happen. Yeah, I say in the short term, court cases. Oh, my gosh, they last for sometimes they take years and years to get these things out. But, I am concerned a little bit about that. We've seen the way the Democrats are treating the Supreme Court with a whole lot of disdain. And, I mean, AOC herself said, don't even pay attention to the decisions. You know, let's remind people that I don't see her economics professors at Boston University standing up taking credit for what they taught her, okay, as a socialist. But nonetheless, she's a lawmaker. And these are the things that they're saying. Let's go to Gabby Giffords real quick, because you have a piece over there. Tom wrote it. Gabby Giffords says the quiet part out loud. Let's mention that. She said, yes, we are here. No more guns. She said no more guns. And then her aide and advisor tried to clarify for her, to step in and say she meant no more gun violence. But Giffords said, no. Lord, no. She paused for another 32 seconds and said, guns, no more guns, gone. That's the quiet part out loud, Cam, that we know they've been pushing for many, many, many years. And when you combine that with this conversation of the ATF, redefinitions, now adding your location, now adding ammunition, none of this looks good. But she did say the quiet part out loud, didn't she?
She did. And I think it's fascinating. If Wayne LaPierre had said in an interview, no gun laws anywhere, right? Something tells me that would have been picked up by the national media. When the head of one of the biggest gun control groups in the country actually does say, no more guns, that's what this is about, no more guns. Time Magazine reported it.
Yes, they did.
Mark, it's crickets in the rest of the media, because they know the damage that a statement like that does, right? Their whole brand for decades has been built on the idea that they're the reasonable ones. And they're the ones that are just calling for a few common sense. Let's not even call them restrictions, just regulations. Don't even call it gun control. Call it gun safety, right? That's been their whole strategy since the 94 gun ban failed to get reinstated in the early 2000s. And here comes Gabby Giffords being honest. And, listen, Mark, I've never been shot. If I ever get shot, maybe I'll change my mind and become a gun control advocate. So I don't begrudge Gabby Giffords her opinion. But I'll tell you what, I sure do hold a grudge against Peter Ambler and the gun control groups who want to silence their leader because they don't want her saying the quiet part out loud. If they want to be honest about what they want to do, if they want to have that honest debate, let's make this about repealing the Second Amendment. Mark, you and I will have that debate every day of the week.
All day long. I've lost count how many times I've said it. Look, I respect people whose position, if I know your position, I respect that. You're entitled to, if you don't like, but did you just point out what I think, and I missed this aspect of it when I was dissecting this on the Daily Defense last week, but what you just said, Ambler trying to cut her off, telling their leader, hey, shh, don't say that. That's actually bigger than her saying it, because we know that that's what she wants. Look, all you have to do is look at crime statistics. The push to get rid of assault weapons, for example, I've used this example on the show many times. Let's say that, less than 500 murders were committed with any rifle of any kind. That's according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report numbers, guys. Not this crazy gun nut and not the crazy gun nut I'm talking to. It's right there at FBI.gov. You can see the numbers. Let's assume we got rid of them and said, okay, we're tired of the fight. Let's just get rid of them. And let's just assume the correlation is exact and that there were 500 fewer deaths. There's still 20,500 murders or 8,000 or whatever the number it is. It doesn't matter. Pick the number out of the hat. I don't have it in front of me. You think they're going to be okay with that? The answer is no. They're going to say, oh, guess what? The real problem, and this is what they're going to eventually say as we go to the break, and we'll wrap up in the next segment with this. But what they're going to wind up telling you is, the numbers are, gun violence is still so bad. We just need to get rid of handguns. That's the next step, because they're never going to say, okay, we got rid of that, buy and disband. It isn't going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think so, please swallow the red pill. We'll be back with Cam Edwards with one more segment right after this. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Carr Firearms Group studios on the 6 Hour Mic, brought to you by X Insurance, beginning our 15th year today. One more segment with Cam.
At Daniel Defense, we do things a little differently. First of all, every one of our products, from top to bottom, is made right here in America with pride. So much pride, in fact, that we don't sell factory seconds. No, if we make a mistake, we scrap it and start over. We're not finished until it's made right. And that commitment to quality doesn't end once a product is out the door. Whether you're the first owner or the last, if anything goes wrong with your Daniel, we'll make it right, because that's the right thing to do. Daniel Defense. Freedom, passion, precision.
Did you know that Sig Sauer is all in for hunting? Introducing the Sig Sauer Cross Precision Bolt Action Rifle. Available in 308 and 6.5 Creedmoor. The Sig Cross Bolt Action Rifle was designed and built with the input of military snipers and elite hunters right here in America to meet the demands of hunters, precision long-range shooters, and extreme backcountry hunting. Sig Sauer has your hunting needs covered with ammunition, optics, suppressors, and more. Hunt like a warrior today. Learn more. Visit SigSauer.com now.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hey, this final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
Crossbreed Holsters. I'm carrying in a Crossbreed right now. Actually carrying a SIG P365 Macro with the Romeo Zero sight on it. In a Crossbreed holster. It's a Testament holster. Somebody was asking me about that when they saw a picture of it, or they saw me holding it up one time. Greg, it's a beautiful holster, and I picked up another one over the weekend, and man, I'll tell you what a rig that is. Well, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit on the Daily Defense tomorrow, because I want people to know where to get their hands on that thing. It's fantastic. But suffice to say, everything Crossbreed puts out, you can find at crossbreedholsters.com. And when you're the most copied holster design in the world, well, that tells you something. Yeah. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Cam Edwards, welcome back, brother.
Hey, man. Thank you, as always, Mark. This has been a fast hour.
Yeah, they move right by, don't they? I tell people all the time, just buckle in. And when we've got you on, I love, because you're so good, and it's so fun to have you on the air. I could do 3 hours with you like that. Hey, I'm tired. Let's just get Cam on for 3 hours, and the show will just fly right by. People love hearing you. I always get great feedback, and I really do appreciate you taking time out of your weekend to spend some time with us. It's a great way to get the week started, so thank you for that. Cam, let's go back to that no, and saying that quiet part out loud, because I was alluding to it at the break. That they're never going to stop. I'm pretty sure you agree with me. Is there any condition that you see the other side say, okay, well, we got universal background checks, we got red flag laws, and we were successful in banning assault weapons. Yay, guys, let's have a big party and all go home.
No. Short answer, no. I mean, that's just not what they're going to do. You know, when you look at the history of prohibitionist movements in this country, like the one that we can look to, I think, is, obviously the prohibition of alcohol. And in that case, the groups were a victim of their own success, right? They got what they wanted, and then it was an abject failure. And so groups like the Anti-Saloon League and the Women's Christian Temperance Union went away because they lost all credibility with the American public. Hopefully we never get to the point where they get their way, Mark, right? And then we have to try to undo the damage. I don't want to go down that route. So, I think we're in this fight. We are going to continue, this battle, particularly in blue states. I mean, even if we get good court decisions, we've seen the post-Bruin playbook, right, where they will thumb their nose at the court or flip them the bird. They'll pass laws that they know are going to get struck down. Or they'll try to dance right up the edge, still with the idea of restricting a right as much as possible. And so this fight is going to continue on. And I don't know that it ever stops, but I think that we have the opportunity to put this argument on even more favorable ground for us, for our kids, and for our grandkids when it comes to protecting this fundamental right.
Yeah, and I think you'll agree with me that the Supreme Court is likely very soon, sooner rather than later, is going to be forced to take a quote-unquote assault weapons ban case.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to. And, of course, we know what the strategy is. Gottlieb has told us what the strategy is. Get these cases out in the circuits, create that rift in the circuit, which we have, essentially. We're close to it anyway.
Yep.
So that the Supreme Court takes one of these cases. We've already seen what they did with the Fourth Circuit Maryland case. I mean, right after the Bruin decision, within days, right? And as far as them not ever going away, let me give you an example, ladies and gentlemen. And Cam wrote a piece over at BearingArms.com. Let me remind you to go check out everything that he writes over there, BearingArms.com. But Menendez lies about suppressors to drum up support for a ban. They're just going to move from one category to the next. This is how they do it. If they're unsuccessful on bump stocks, they're going to try pistol braces. If they're unsuccessful on pistol braces, they're going to try, continue to try assault weapons. Eventually, they're going to move to pistols. Eventually, they're going to move to various calibers of ammunition. Eventually, they're going to move to ammunition. If the ATF form is telegraphing anything, that could be on the block. We don't know. It is fascinating to look at. But Senator Menendez lied. Here's what he said in a tweet. Gun silencers are designed to suppress the sound of gunfire from unknowing victims and reduce the chances they can run, hide, and call the police. Is this guy stupid, or does he just think we're all stupid?
Yes. why pick one?
Cue the end music. We're done, Greg. Let's move on to the roundtable. I think Cam just put it on. He put it to bed for us. Yeah, why pick one? Agreed. Go ahead, please.
No, I think he's counting on the fact that most Americans don't know much about suppressors. And so, that's not going to immediately ring false to them. And this is where gun owners have, we've got to do the work, right? We've got to be out there talking to our friends and our neighbors. If we're on social media, we've got to be, getting the correct record out there. And guys like Rob Romano, 2A Updates on Twitter, it does a fantastic job of this. Costas Morris from Michelle and Associates is another, I think, must follow on Twitter, pushing back against this type of misinformation. But they're dependent on the fact, Mark, that gun owners are not a majority in this country. Knowledgeable Second Amendment advocates are certainly not a majority of voters in this country. So, yeah, they are relying on the, let's say, we'll be nice and call it the ignorance of Americans. But ignorance can be fixed. Stupidity, that's a tougher nut to crack. And I think that, we as gun owners, we absolutely cannot just take our Second Amendment rights for granted. We can't say, well, we've got the Constitution on our side, or we've got, you know, a majority of the Supreme Court. Because, you know, look, you've talked about it. The majority of the Supreme Court will change the second Democrats have control. We have to keep fighting in the court of public opinion as well. And that means we have to engage these liars, and we have to spread the truth wherever we can.
Yeah, and you know, when I say we can't lay down, ladies and gentlemen, we can't. If they're lying, we need to call them what they are. And we don't shy away from that here. You know, you bring up ignorance can be fixed. Ignorance is fixable. I've said for many years, one of my slogans on the show for the last 14 years, now 15, heading into 15, has always been ignorance when left unattended breeds stupidity. Because ignorance is a choice. You choose to remain ignorant, particularly in today's day and age. You've got this information at your fingertips. I warn people all the time, don't be the headline surfer. Go into it and read the piece. You know, the Fox News poll that was just out the other day is being touted by David Hogg and, you know, Swalwell and even Newsom, you know, tweeting about that. What they failed to tell you of those 1,004 people in that poll were 80% wanted to ban this, that, and the other thing, Cam, is they failed to tell you that it was 80% of Democrats that were polled. They left out the Republican aspect. And when you look at those numbers, it's clear that of those 1,004 that were polled, because they break the poll down on party lines, there were clearly more Democrats in that poll than there were Republicans. Now, that's going to open up a can of worms, because I could easily go after Fox News in that respect, but I will tamp that down for now because we don't have time. But it's the game plan is misinformation, outright lies. It's just like Saul Alinsky's playbook. It's just focused and tailored. And it's so important what you do and changing the narrative and keep you've been fighting this fight for a long time. Tell people where they can find you. We're at the end of the rope today. And thank you for being here. I do appreciate it so much. I can't think of anybody better to have on as we celebrate beginning 15 years. Where can people find you and read everything they need to know from Cam Edwards?
You bet. Just go to BearingArms.com, B-E-A-R-I-N-G, arms.com. You can also look up the Cam and Company podcast. We're on YouTube, Rumble, all the major podcast platforms. And, Mark, again, man, congratulations on 15 years. Here is to many more, but thank you for all you do to keep our rights, keep our arms secure.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Coming from you means a lot. Thank you, Cam, for everything that you've been doing for so many years, fighting for gun owners across this country. Cam Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best of the best. He's a hero of mine. I've been listening to him and watching him for years, and it's such an honor and a privilege to have him on this huge national radio broadcast. And for all of his wisdom, everything that he brings. Guys, you know, this is something we don't just talk about it. We live it. And Cam is proof of that. Cam Edwards, BearingArms.com. Thank you, Cam. When we come back, the classic roundtable. As Cam said, it's flying right by. Buckle in. The roundtable moves at a really quick pace. But we'll have Brad, we'll have Neil, and we'll have Justin Moon on the roundtable coming up at 6 minutes after the hour. A classic AAR roundtable. We'll be back.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.